There can be no question that Gideon is the most comprehensive type of our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Judges. We've seen thus far in our sessions, in considering Othniel and Ehud and then Deborah and Barak, that the types are very comprehensive and very precise. The difference with Gideon is that the position is still there, but the type covers the entire work of our Lord Jesus Christ in great detail. You will have seen, if you've taken the trouble to perhaps cast your eye over the notes that were given you this evening, which are in fact just a reproduction of those that you were given on the last occasion, that it's fairly well known amongst us, and we teach these things to our Sunday school students, that Gideon was a very complete type of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to assume, brethren and sisters and young people, that you will appreciate the things that are set forth in those notes, and that we can therefore use that as a foundation, a springboard, by which we might then proceed into a more detailed look at the types. And there is a need for us to go just a step further, because the scripture would have us to do that. As we shall see as we proceed, there are many things here which you need to scratch the surface to find. They don't just pop out at you, they're there, but you need to dig deep for them. It's first of all necessary for us to establish very firmly in your minds where chapter 6 of Judges is taking us. There can be no doubt that this chapter deals with the quarrel of Yahweh's covenant and the establishment or the confirming of the covenant made unto the fathers, by which of course we mean the Abrahamic covenant. Chapter 6 is built around the Abrahamic covenant. Now it's necessary for us to fix that in your minds before we proceed this evening. You see, when we come to verse 1 of chapter 6, we encounter these words, that familiar cycle, "For the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and Yahweh delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. The thing that emerges from that verse that is significant, of course, is the number of years that they were oppressed by the Midianites. Not very long by comparison with the times that Israel were oppressed in previous cycles of apostasy. God was content to oppress them through Midian for 7 years. And we all know that the number 7 is predominantly the number of the Abrahamic covenant. 7, we normally would suggest, has to do with covenant, but particularly the Abrahamic covenant. And we shall see that this evening as we go on. So for 7 years, Yahweh oppressed them through Midian. Why did he oppress them for that period of time? Well, there was a contest going on in Israel between Yahweh, their true God, their covenant God, and the false gods of the nations that Israel had turned away to, and in particular to the god Baal-Berith. And it's he to whom they had turned, because when you come to chapter 8 of Judges in verse 33, you read these words. Judges chapter 8 and verse 33 records the death of Gideon. And it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again. You'll notice the phraseology, they turned again, which means they went back to a form of worship that they had previously been indulging in. They turned again and went a-whoring after Balaam. Of course, that's plural, lords many. And in particular, they made Baal-Berith their god. Baal-Berith, the Lord of the covenant. Berith being the word for the cutting of a covenant that Yahweh chose, for instance, in Genesis 15, verse 18, when he cut a covenant with Abraham. So here we have Israel turning away again to Baal-Berith. Chapter 9 and verse 4 also tells us that Abimelech, Gideon's son, went and took 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-Berith. So he was well and truly entrenched in Israel. They were worshipping the Lord of a covenant, but it wasn't the Abrahamic covenant. It was the Lord of the open covenant, a worldly covenant, diametrically opposed to the Abrahamic. And therefore, when Yahweh chose to oppress Israel, who should he choose, brethren and sisters, when the quarrel concerned his covenant to Abraham, and Israel had turned away to the Lord of the covenant, who should he choose but a son of Abraham? Midian. Midian was the fourth son of Keturah by Abraham. So he chose one of the natural seed of Abraham, and he caused them to oppress Israel for 7 years. You know what Midian's name means? It means a contest or a quarrel. And I've been using that word deliberately, because this is all about the quarrel of Yahweh's covenant. In a moment I'll take you to a very significant chapter in that regard. But just bear in mind that we're dealing here with the family of Abraham. We talk about Midian. God used them to oppress Israel for a very special reason. But let's just see what they did to Israel. They carved it up. The hand of Midian, verse 2, prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was that when Israel had sown, that the Midianites came up with the Amalekites and the children of the east, and they came against them, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. Now I'm reading this because before I take you back to that chapter I mentioned, it's needful for us to have some facts firmly fixed in our mind. The emphasis here in chapter 6 is on the decimation of the produce of the land, or the increase of the earth, verse 4. And they did that till they came unto Gaza. Now you've got this particular map in the notes that we've given you. In fact, all the transparencies I will use in the next three sessions, God willing, are here in your notes. So if this machine should happen to fail, we can simply open the notes. In this illustration here, we have the movement of the Midianites and the children of the east as they came across the Jordan, and they swarmed up the valley of Jezreel and